AB2HXS mobile listening.
For HDX.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
My speaker out of my wife's car so I can hear the radio better. I'm doing good.
I can see where that helped. I have that problem in this tool truck sometimes. I'm trying to find one I can put in here.
Mark J, which is a small square one. And I only got the one, and now putting the radio on my wife's car, I kind of slipped the speaker between the two cars. Because, of course, my wife doesn't talk on the radio, and the radio in my vehicle, the main part of the radio is under the passenger seat, and I've got the head on the dash here, or in the cup holder. And it's a little difficult to hear if I don't have the speaker on it.
That's the way my Kenwood is. I got it mounted underneath the cup holder in this truck, which the speaker's firing down at the floor, and the control head's up on the dash.
Yeah, my control head is in a cup holder mount right in my center column here, and that works really well. And I've got the speaker right behind it. There's a little area like directly under where the radio is and stuff, and it kind of sits there and faces me, which is good because I can hear it.
Yeah, mine, like I said, is down underneath the cup holder, which is way down in the truck. So I can hear it pretty good, unless it gets scratchy.
Yeah, same thing here. But let me see. It's an MFJ something or other. Clear tone. It's an MFJ clear tone speaker, which I may buy a second one of these. These are pretty good. They're not bad. You know, I know people make fun of the MFJ products and whatnot, but this speaker, I guess, is one of the better things they make.
K4RM Mobile.
K4RM, good morning. KB2HXS and KO4HKX is here. Go ahead, why don't you pick it up and say hello.
Good morning, Patrick. This is Fred, Kilo 4 Romeo Mike. Just on the way into work and copying the mail. Hope you both are doing well. Go ahead, Patrick.
Morning, Fred, NT7J.
Good morning, Fred. Good to hear both of you.
I'll let y'all get Bill Scratchy, good to hear you. Hey, good morning, Bill. Got David here and Patrick. Go ahead, Bill, pick it up and pass it around.
Good morning, Fred, Dave, Patrick, and Bob. I'm not far from my destination, so I just picked this a quick in and out. Just to say good morning. Hope everybody's doing well. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Nice and cool. Days like this are a gift, so... let's see. I guess I'll turn it back to over to Bob. Bob, go ahead and check out. I'm just about at the Y here. ND7J and 4AQ.
Come in a scratchy spot, so. Check down and pull the trailer.
Y'all have a good day, Fred. Talk to you soon. Patrick, Dave, Bill, 73.
Bill and Bob, good to hear y'all. Have care. Go ahead, Dave, pick it up and pass it over to Patrick.
Already in this morning. Yeah, it's nice and cool. Wow. Actually, my heat came on in my vehicle. I had to shut the heater off. I'm like, no heat. Yeah, we're just discussing mobile speakers for the vehicle. So if you have any suggestions, please throw it in there. Go ahead, Patrick. KO4HKS. HKX and the group KB2HXS. Go ahead, Patrick.
If you've got any suggestions on a good mobile speaker, I'm all ears. Sometimes it gets pretty hard to hear in this noisy tool truck. I'm sure y'all hear it in the background sometimes.
For our mobile, well, I've got a, my radio is mounted under the back seat in this truck, and the control head is on a swivel stick up here. I've got a Yaesu FT8800. And I'm using a Radio Shack mobile speaker. I've had it many years. I don't remember what I paid for it. It's mounted on the floor right here on the console. because I had the same problem with the radio being in the back. It was difficult to hear. But this little Radio Shack speaker does a good job for me. Go ahead, Dave.
KB2HX has mobile for ID. Radio Shack? Oh, my God. Are they still around? Yeah, I had the Radio Shack speaker years ago. Right now, I'm running a Clear Voice. It's an MFJ Clear Voice speaker. I think I may purchase a second one of those. I know they make a smaller version of it, I think. I'm going to look up. It's been a few years since I've actually ordered one. But, yeah, we're just throwing it around and see who's got what. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll have to look up that MFJ, and I don't know where Radio Shack's anymore, so I don't know how to find that, but I'll check into it. So, Fred, what are you out doing this morning?
That nasty four-letter word that starts with a W and ends with a K. But, yeah, that tells you how long I've had this speaker. If I got it from Radio Shack, it probably had it, I don't know, 7 or 8, 9 years. I don't remember, but... I doubt if you can find it anymore, but what y'all mentioned, what Dave mentioned, is probably a good one. I'm just not familiar with it, but anything to get the sound to where you can hear it better, because if you've got your radio mounted somewhere, like under a seat, it does decrease the chance of you hearing everything. Go ahead, Dave.
That'll be a 4NG. You can see what it is because I'm driving. Hey, it works real good.
And I'll pass it to you in a minute, but yeah, I've had this speaker a few years. Go ahead, in this station, NGU, pick it up, KB2HXS.
Thanks, Dave. This is Phil, W4NGU. I got out for just a minute and got back in the car, but I think I got the same setup that Fred's talking about there. I've got the Yaesu speaker, and I've got it, the handle on it, so to speak, the bracket stuck in the pocket on the... behind the passenger seat, and it aims right at my ear, and it's a good speaker. I don't know, I think it's about $50, which is not real cheap, but it sure does work good. Go on a scavenger hunt and see if I can find me a Radio Shack speaker then, but I don't know if I'm going to have any luck with that. No, it's Yaesu. Did I say Radio Shack? Yeah, I assume you said you had the same setup he did. And I've got the Yaesu that I ordered with this new radio. Y'all carry on. I'm at the workplace, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks. W4, never give up.
And there's no cursing on this radio.
Static on a different receiver. What was that?
You cursed. You said the W word. Oh, my goodness.
I sure did. I think I'm going to be saying it for about 2 more years.
C word. I say service call. That's a money-making thing, see?
Later. Well, have a great day, KO4HX.
Here, this is Fred, K4RM. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, have a good day at your employer. Because, none of us work. We're just employed. Anyway, I'm almost at my destination. I got a service call this morning. I got a condenser motor making some noise and see what the heck's going on with it. You two gentlemen and Patrick... Whoever else is left, please take over, and I'll catch you guys a little later. KP2HXS is going to be out. Go ahead, Patrick.
Dave, good to hear you this morning, and I think I heard Bob come back in there one more time. May have, Fred. Oh, they were Kenwood, but I'm at the gas station here. Mine are ICOMs, and they work real good.
ICOM external speaker on your mobile radio.
ICOM. Ben, I hadn't talked to you in a while on the radio.
Good. I was up to away the weekend at the place, but it was a rainy, rainy weekend.
And it was nice and cool up there this morning. It was down in the 40s.
It was 56 at my house when I left to head into work, so I know it was almost always 8 to 10 degrees cooler up there.
I wonder if them leaves are falling down and making everybody's life miserable for a little while.
I'll get started with my backpack blower, and I'll be blowing leaves for a month.
Get out on that mountaintop, you will be.
Well, I had some trees cut that I would start blowing leaves about the last weekend in September, and I would blow leaves all the way into the 1st of November.
but I had a lot of trees cut out, and I don't have quite as many leaves as I used to, but I still have plenty.
I cut them all down. They do away with your antenna hangers.
When you were up there, that's kind of the way I leave it. I had to cut a huge tree to put that beam up, but that was the last big one that came down. But prior to that, before I was in the radio, I had a lot more trees and a lot more leaves.
So what were you doing up there this weekend, just hanging out, or was you doing something with the radio?
I had some outside work I needed to do, but I didn't get much of it done. I did get a little hike in between rain showers. Other than that, I just played radio.
Had a good weekend for that. It wasn't storming, but it was raining all weekend.
Like Saturday afternoon, and I took a little walk, and then it started raining Saturday night. Rained most of the day Sunday, but did get about an hour and a half, 2 hour break on Sunday afternoon, so I took me another little walk. And other than that, it was showers.
Walk was inside Sam's. The wife needed to go over there, so that's where I got my walk. But, Fred, I am going to have to say 7-3s. I got a customer coming at me. Good to hear you today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Okay, good to hear you, and we'll talk later. KO4HKX, this is K4RM Mobile. I'm clear. K4RM Mobile. 4RM Mobile clear.